Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Programme for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our programme is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace for us all.
Good morning and welcome to the program. I'm going to do things a little bit differently today in that I'm going to simply read out articles from the July-August 2024 issue of Share International magazine. And I'll be starting with two short articles by Benjamin Krem's master, follow that with an editorial, and then moving on to another one or two articles if we have time. So, the first short article by the master is titled Gambling Gestures. Whenever men make a determined step into right relationship, there are always others who make an equally determined step into confrontation. Multitudes work and even die for greater freedom and justice, while other forces threaten the peace in cynical attempts to consolidate their diminishing power. Meanwhile, humanity at large watches and trembles, witnessing with fear a renewal of ancient hatred thought to be discarded and overcome. We, your elder brothers, too, watch carefully this dangerous ploy. But fear not. Common sense, we know, will force the acceptance of at least a precarious peace, with gains and losses balanced more or less. From now on, this scenario will be repeated across the world, where the great powers attempt to maintain or to even increase their power, knowing, however, that they must do so carefully without damaging the status quo. For how long can the nations play this useless game? The only sensible course is to work together for peace and prosperity for all. Only in this way will they ready their peoples for the joy of peace, the prosperity of justice, and the bliss of sharing. That would have been one of the last articles by the master. It's titled June 2014. And the second short article is from March 2013. It's titled Humanity's Historic Choice. The time for men to make their historic choice has arrived. Soon, men will come to realise that they must make a momentous decision, one which will determine the future for every man, woman, and child, indeed the future for every living creature on Earth. A choice between continuous and ever-expanding creativity on planet Earth, or a devastating ending of all life, human and subhuman, on our planetary home. Man, unfortunately, has discovered the secret of the awful power which lies hidden in the nucleus of the atom and has harnessed it for war. While humanity is so separated by competition, greed, and lust for power, the danger of extinction by accident or design is ever present. Men must therefore find a safer way to live. So potent today is the individuality of men and nations, so divided have they become in their struggle for life, that they have lost their way and must quickly find it to survive. Thus the great ones, your elder brothers, have sought to show the only way to peace. Only sharing injustice, we say, will bring the peace which in their hearts all men desire. Simple indeed is our recommendation, but so far difficult for humanity to grasp. Men have divine free will and are the masters of their fate. Take, we advise, the path of sharing and justice, which are the garments of brotherhood, without which a man is not fully a man. So now for the editorial from this magazine. So again, it's the July-August issue from this year. And it begins as follows. Share International co-workers are often asked, what is Share International magazine about? There are many ways in which that question could be answered. In 1982, just before the magazine was launched, we penned the following, and quote, Share International brings together two major directions of contemporary thought, the political and the spiritual. Our main purpose is to make known the fact that Maitreya, the world teacher for the coming age, and the masters of wisdom are now among us and are gradually emerging into the public arena. At the same time, our aim is to show the synthesis underlying the political, social, economic, and spiritual changes now occurring on a worldwide scale, and to stimulate practical action to rebuild our world along more just and compassionate lines. Unquote. This magazine is about life, the presumptuous claim, some would say. Regular readers will recall having seen the rusty doors of history unlocked, taking us, even if infrequently, back to civilizations unknown to most. Atlantis, for example. More importantly, ancient archives are opened to explain why a world of wonders such as Atlantis ultimately failed and sank beneath the waves of implacable karma. Greed, gross materialism, and separativeness brought it to an end. The exact lesson we must surely consider taking to heart today. World Wars I and II can be traced back to those earlier dark times. Another lesson. In other words, this publication is educational and enlightening, providing guidance for our times and beyond. On these pages, we can discover that not only is humanity one being, but that we are intertwined with all life on our planet, with responsibility for the natural world. And thrillingly, we read that our planet is part of the solar family, that is our solar system, a great life itself. Add to that the humbling fact that we have sentient, benign friends and helpers on other planets within our solar system who wish us only well and serve to save us from ourselves within the limits of karmic law. This magazine is about the future and how we can create the world we all long for. We all, in quotes, refers to all of humanity. That is to say, those who yearn for a new way of being and living. These pages hold the key to the future, since we are privileged to read Maitreya's wisdom and teachings, the words of a master as a way shower, and those of a senior disciple working in close rapport with his master, and she's here referring to Benjamin Cram. What better advice and help could one wish? Between these covers, the reader can hear a call to his or her soul and encouragement to their aspiration to serve and to move into closer relationship with their higher self. It is the voice of the spirit invoking the intuition, the highest and best in those open to the experience of absorbing spiritual energies and inspiration that can take a person further along the path. We are privy to the words of the masters. Simply, the fact of their existence is a basis for hope enough to carry one forward into service for the world and the plan, as much of it as may be accessible to us. Just the knowledge that such a being as a master exists, and that there is a divine plan, that life has meaning and purpose, is a source of hope, of love and reverence for the life of which we are a part. Making the right choices becomes easier given the guidance available, if it is taken to heart. That reverence for life is broadly missing from the world today is incontrovertible. Our world is not in a good place. We are in a state of chaos, and we, or those in positions of power, lurch from crisis to even bigger crisis, from regional to national conflict, and from national to international tension and dangerous warmongering, militarism, and politicking that could spark worse crises. It is not too far-fetched to imagine our solar family, brothers and sisters on other planets, watching Earth aghast and praying to the solar logos to save Earth and her blind, wayward children who seem hell-bent on making the wrong choices. We are certainly creating a hell on earth for those who are slaughtered daily, displaced in their millions, starving while there is food, marginalised and humiliated, driven to drugs or despair by our callous apathy or hand-wringing inaction. By our daily collective decisions, whether we as individuals agree or disagree with the actions of those in power, we threaten the life of our home planet and disrupt the plan for ourselves and the solar system. It is with its wrong choices that humanity itself is closing the windows of opportunity. We have free will. We have the right to go on making the wrong choices, but in doing so, we limit our options. We narrow the opening for divine intervention with each separative, violent, negative decision. Maitreya and the Masters urge all who can take up the joy of service wherever we feel called to serve. They exhort anyone who can to raise their voices and demand justice, peace, and sharing. They encourage people to aim for synthesis and tolerance, to look for opportunities to work with other like-minded people to find solutions, to save the world and begin to right the wrongs. This magazine can provide the inspiration needed. It can whet the hearts longing to help and, to quote from the great ones, to create a future where no man lacks, where no 2 days are alike, unquote. Where life is sanctified by meaning and purpose, and where all know themselves to be gods in potential and live to express that divinity. So I'm going to now go to the Signs of the Time section of the magazine, and in this segment there are often reports about possible UFO sightings with photos, as well as miracles of various sorts, and it is one such miracle that I'm about to read out now. The heading is Birth of White Buffalo Calf, akin to the second coming of Jesus Christ, says Lakota spiritual leader. On the 4th of June 2024, Montana photographer Erin Bratton and her family were visiting Yellowstone National Park in Wyoming when she spotted something really white in a bison herd over the Lamar River. As the traffic came to a stop to let the herd cross the road, she used a telephoto lens to have a closer look. Bratton said, "I look and it's this white bison calf, and I was just totally, totally floored." After finding a place to park, Bratton and her family continued to watch the white bison calf, which had a black nose, black hooves and dark eyes. Troy Hynett, who's the executive director of the South Dakota-based Intertribal Buffalo Council, said the black nose, hooves and eyes made it a true white calf and not an albino, which would have had pink eyes. As reported in Sheraton National magazine, with the recent birth of two other white buffalo calves, and that was reported in the June 2024 issue, the birth of a white calf fulfills Lakota or Sioux prophecy of the coming of a teacher who will bring harmony. According to an Associated Press article, the legend says 2,000 years ago, when things were going bad, food was running low and the bison were vanishing, a white buffalo calf woman appeared, presented a sacred bowl pipe and a bundle to a tribal member, taught them how to pray, and said that the pipe could be used to bring buffalo to the area for food. As she left, she turned into a white buffalo calf. And she said, "Someday, when the times are hard again, I shall return and stand upon the earth as a white buffalo calf, black nose, black eyes, black hooves." And this is according to Chief Arvel Looking Horse, who's the spiritual leader of the Lakota, Dakota, and Nakota, or Yati, Sioux tribe in South Dakota. It is not only the Lakota who revere the birth of a white buffalo calf. Hynett said that many tribes have their own story of why the white buffalo is so important. All stories go back to them being very sacred. The birth is also considered a signal that more should be done to protect the earth and its animals. Looking Horse points out that the birth of this calf is both a blessing and a warning. We must do more. And according to the Associated Press article, for the Lakota, the birth of a white buffalo calf with black nose, eyes and hooves is akin to the second coming of Jesus Christ, Looking Horse said. Source of that article is the Associated Press. I'm going to see if there's time to read you excerpts from one more article. And this is a statement from the elders. And the elders warn that failures of political leadership risk collapse of international order. And the elders include Helen Clark. They are a group of mostly retired statesmen or women who band together and speak up about pressing issues that affect the world at large. And looks like I'm only going to have the time to read out two or three paragraphs of this fairly long statement. The world stands on the edge of a precipice. The foundations of international law and multilateral cooperation are at serious risk of collapse due to cumulative failures of political leadership. We face the most perilous moment since the Second World War. The United Nations and other institutions created to promote the stability and accountability that come through the rule of law are under attack. The growing climate of impunity for states and leaders who show no respect for the principles on which they were founded may take us to a point of no return. The principles of the UN Charter risk being subsumed by aggressive nationalism and great power rivalry. This is not in any state's long-term interest, given the existential threats to humanity that can only be tackled by global cooperation within a framework of agreed rules. And I'll just leap to the last paragraph. To step back from the precipice we are at, those in positions of power must show long-view leadership to build a better world for current and future generations. And thank you for listening. I wish we had more time. For more information, check out the website share-international.org. And on the website, you'll find information about how to subscribe to Share International magazine. Thank you again for listening and wishing you all a lovely week.